also look into a spiritual mirror and see the greatness of our sin and misery. We are filled with all vileness, grotesque unrighteousness, gross lust, and how we have sinned against the seventh commandment. And so we are reminded once again our desperate need for Christ. We are reminded once again that we need a purity, a holiness not of our own, to represent us before the Father and to be cleansed with His blood, so that we stand pure and holy and above reproach before Him. That the struggle we have within is not our identity. The sins we have committed in the past is not our identity. Those do not count against us. But Christ's perfect purity, Christ's perfect righteousness, His shed blood, that is what is counted as ours before the Father. That He has removed all our sins as far as the east is from the west, and we bear our sins no more.